This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose.
Ryan, you're the highest paid employee I have by about $1,000.
Let's jump on some of this.
I can't afford to hang out with Ryan. Starring Renee Zellweger.
Ryan Reynolds is in it. playing himself.
That would be a funny like mockumentary. You follow around Ryan Reynolds with a camera. And he just goes into, like, Equinox or something. And you're like, I gotta hang out here. I can't afford to hang out with Ryan.
He's got something above Equinox.
You think there's
He's got a home gym that's, like, 24 hours.
LA gym? Yeah. I didn't know what that... I thought it was, like, LA Fitness. But it's, like, $300 a month. And they powder your balls when you go in or some shit like that.
And sometimes you'll see an NBA... player.
Yeah, do you think NBA players don't have my gym randomly? Really?
Woodland Hills, the 24-hour fit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who?
Gilbert Arenas.
I've heard of that name.
Yeah. I know him more because I had on my fantasy team.
You ever spot him? Yeah, hell yeah.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter. I don't know how long I've been recording, but I have been recording.
Let's break for a response.
Sorry, Ryan. I'll do another Welcome to Dynamic Banter in just a moment. Are you rolling in there? Now they're all rolling? All right. Well, here you go. Now you're welcome to the video. If you're watching the video.
Mm-hmm.
But if you weren't watching the video, you got a little bit more audio.
I went to the gym with my dad when I was home. And there was a guy who, like, looked perfect. But he was, like, late 50s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm. Which is not perfect.
Dark tan. No, that's on the later side.
How old are
okay.
you, sir? I'm 55. Not perfect, but we'll get you it.
Functional, I suppose.
Ideally, we'd want about a 25.
You're not right for the part of being a good,
good to go.
So he was like pretty jacked, and he was using all the machines a lot, and he was like screaming really a lot. And
why,
it was
man?
At a Fitness Edge. He was like, rah, rah.
No way.
And then when he ended, he goes, rah, oh shit. And it sounded.
No way.
It sounded like he was bummed out that he like thought the machine was going to do something else. I've been here for 30 minutes, no ice cream.
Or it sounded like he forgot that he needed to pay his electrical bill.
Yo, shit.
The second he was done, oh shit.
It was so weird, man. I don't know what kind of attention you need or what happened to make you want that, but I hope that he gets it.
I will say that when I was doing that like beach body thing way back in the day, it like working out somehow just fully made me do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I'm just unwell and I am loud.
No, it's hard.
Anyway,
you make noise, it's hard.
But like, I just feel like making the noise makes it easier. But
isn't there some kind of science behind that?
I'm sure there is. Yeah. But
somebody's gonna tweet it at us for the next 9 years.
But it sounds like that guy was like not doing that. That guy was like he wanted everyone to look.
It felt like. This is from an out. I don't go to a gym like the Fitness Edge very often where you're just surrounded by people. Thank you so much. It felt like he was doing it for eyes.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, go for it, dude.
You want to do a song about getting eyes in the gym?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, let's do the thing really quick. Damn, we didn't do it right. Should we even do it anymore? Let's do it.
It, dude, we just had a seamless transition, and then you were like, wait a minute, should we not do this?
No, let's do it.
Dude, it came organically, no one planned that.
Okay, hold on.
Why would you give me an out-of-tune fucking instrument?
I don't think it's out-of-tune, is it?
Yes.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
I'm not gonna tune it.
It's got a tuner built in.
Oh, fuck, that makes it too easy.
Okay, let me do my
Every guitar player is like, I don't know about this one. And then later to come on the episode, I've got some notes about the previous episode.
Wait, later to come.
Yes.
Fuck, I just want... Oh, here it is, here it is.
Oh,
okay.
That B string is always out. I don't know what
key this is. I gotta find it.
What?
That's
what
good. That? I just wanted it to be in a place where we could hear the guitar and you somehow. There it is. Good afternoon and welcome to... The McDonald's How to Make a Big Mac of Training Video. We're gonna teach you how to make a Big Mac at the McDonald's standard. So have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. And pay attention, please, because the Big Mac, most important, is burger at the McDonald's. Step one, walk on over to where onions kept. Grab as many onions as you can fit in your fist. Right now. More. You can do more. Don't crush the onion. Never good. And you will be marked. Milked. Now, grab bottom bun of burger. Bottom bun, best part. Drop every onion from your hand about 4 feet above the bun. There is a stool next to the onion place that you can stand on if you are not tall enough for the 4 feet drop. Looks good. But you better be quick. Fuck. Because there is a customer waiting for the Big Mac Whopper sandwich. So be quick, please, with those onions. This is step one of 14. Step 2 of 14. There is bits of the secret sauce next to the onion place. Put a knife into the secret sauce, stab it, and now spread over the onions. Make sure onions stick to knife, onions go in sauce, sauce served all day, onions from morning in sauce. Step 3. By now the meat is cooked. You don't have to wait. Yes, we're getting to meat cooked. Step 7. Now that the meat is cooked, this is step 3 of 14. Now that meat is cooked, drop on top of syrup sauce the signature splash from the sauce when you drop the patty down is what make McDonald's best restaurant quality customer of all time. Step 9. One more bun. The Big Mac from McDonald's have two bun inside and then one bun on top. Close it. Close back. Put on second bun. Time for more onion. Go back and put more onion on the bread. Grab a big old big fist and drop it down 4 feet every time. Hurry up, the customer wants his burger. Step 10. Remember the sauce? We're gonna stick knife one more in again and get some onion from yesterday inside of it on the today burger.
That's that vegan one, right?
All right, it's almost time to close up the burger. Now what we do is we put one more patty of beef on it. And that's been cooked by now. Thank you. Drop it. Splash. Customer service. Step 10. It's time for lettuce. Grab the shredded lettuce with the hand that did not touch the onions. I'm talking about if you grabbed onion with left, you grab lettuce with right. 5 feet above the ground, you drop the lettuce. And now, step 12. It's time for the top bun. The top bun is the most important imaginable mark of the bigger burger Mac sandwich. But drop it on and make sure exactly 93 sesame seed. We have camera zoom for you station to look through to count every sesame seed. Make sure 92. Hurry up, the customer is hungry. Once you have verified 92 sesame seed on top bun, you put burger in the wrapper, I don't care how, and then give it to the customer. Don't even put it in the bag. Give it to the customer. Crumple it around the burger and then give it to the customer. Even if it was not their order. Give everyone a Big Mac. Make a Big Mac all day and then give it to whoever's at the counter. Oh, thank you for listening to watching this take a video for trying McDonald's Big Mac. I hope you enjoyed and please be reviewing one more time before you head your way to the burger station. All right, there it was.
They have to watch it one more time.
Yeah, they do, before they get out there.
I like that rule.
Yeah, you have to.
I think that's a funny rule. Make sure you watch two or three more times.
Three more times. You're going to watch this video. So don't forget every part. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're back.
Me too. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, I missed you, man. I feel like I haven't seen you in months or something.
That's okay. Sometimes everyone needs a lead break.
Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I needed a break from Ryan.
I get it. He broke every tripod in the Valley Folk office.
My tripod needed a break from Ryan.
Ryan doesn't know how to...
Ryan gave it to it.
Ryan handles a tripod the way an infant handles like a kitten.
I don't know if you've ever read Of Mice and Men.
Yeah. Rabbits.
Yeah.
Ryan handles tripods like rabbits.
Ryan lennied my tripod.
There it is. That's the one. That's the quicker tweet.
And then I get to tend the tripods.
Welcome back, Mike. Tell everybody what the hell you've been up to, man. What are you doing? Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. I went home for like a week, and then I had a show that a lot of you guys came to, and thank you so much. People traveled. He was there. Traveled from far and wide to repeat dynamic banter bits in my face, and I loved every minute of it. And there was one girl who had the one guy screams and the other guy hates it shirt on.
Oh,
and that was the first time I saw that in real life.
I love seeing that when you see one of our shirts and you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And someone's wearing it. That's so nice.
But once I have seen it, I never want to see it again.
No, no. No, I'll never feel the same again, that's for sure.
No, I'm just kidding. That's my favorite one. It made me laugh a lot because I always forget that that one exists. And I'm like, that looks like a dynamic banter shirt, vaguely. There's the writing is the
same. Oh, right. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that is.
We made that shirt so we could laugh at it.
Dude, I find it so fun when people are like, I was at D23 and someone came up to me.
What is
that? It's a Disney convention.
Oh, okay.
And someone came up to me and they were like, I love the podcast. Like, that's, they don't. I don't know if they care about other stuff. They just love the podcast.
All.
Yeah. Or like someone came up to me and was like, my brother loves the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And it's really cool because it's like.
That's like saying I definitely don't, but I have heard it from my brother's room.
Right. But even more positively, it's like my brother, my friend, or I love this show where literally all you do is talk to your friend.
Yeah. That's very, very nice.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Very thankful for that.
It's so crazy.
I like that people like it because it does feel like we're all hanging out. And then everyone's an equal amount of weird when we meet them. Dude, I met a girl who was just such a nice looking, like well-dressed, very sweet, very unassuming looking girl.
Yeah.
And then the first thing out of her mouth is like, born baby, born, born boy, born honk.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm a horn honk wonker boy, bungle boy.
I'm a summer girl.
Yeah, I'm a two honk summer girl. That's what. Will you guys start sending History Roads like that, or like, you know, for the girls?
They already do.
Yeah, but end it with I'm a two, or start it with I'm a two honk summer girl. Because that'd be a cute like girls T-shirt.
Yeah, it was also my favorite summer boy song.
Two honk summer girl or two horn. What is it?
A two honk summer girl.
A two horn honk summer girl. Stop calling me the FBI.
Yeah, just come here.
Yeah, two horn honk summer girl. She's a two horn honk summer girl. Every time she passes on the sand, I gotta honk my horns. Honk, honk, honk your horns.
Bury my dick in the sand.
Honk, honk, honk your horn. She's a two horn honk, baby born girl.
Baby born girl.
That's great. I love that. A two horn honk summer girl.
I'm going to tell you right now, every member of that band got Me Too'd at some point.
No, no, they were pre Me Too, so they got pre-too. Away with it.
Yeah.
They got away with it. They're the people that the other, well, never mind. Now I'm going to get too political. But dude, I love this song. I love it. I love a two horn honk summer girl.
Yeah.
That's
well, they
gotta
need to
be...
expand the discography.
Yeah. And it also it threw you off the trail from their original song about little boys
on the beach. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, I think these guys like little boys. No, we got a new song.
Listen to the two-horn honk summer girls song.
It sounds like you're just putting together a lot of the things that you say.
I just love the idea that there was like a Beach Boys type group and they tried to like make horn honking a thing.
Yeah, we have everything the Beach Boys have, but we need that extra.
We got
something.
A gimmick. Well, it's because the manager also managed like a novelty toy company.
Yeah,
and he was like,
circus.
"Listen, boys,
he had a band and a circus.
Listen, I got a deal here, but you got to use these horns in your next song somehow.
You know what they can't get enough of at the circus?
Oh!
Every time the seal comes out, the place goes nuts, wild." We need to get Jerry
off. Stop it! Oh, shit. I forgot. Hello? Mike, you got to take this.
Okay.
Hi there.
Yes, hello.
I hope you don't mind. I'm just going to read a bunch of text messages. Ryan, hop on. Steve's not going to like this. I spit on this mic at some point, and so many people have spit on this mic. Dude, this microphone shield, I don't know how you wash these, but it looks like you ever get your oil cleaned and you go to the place and they're like, your air filter is disgusting.
Yeah, you're gonna
have to
pay for that too.
Yeah. That's what this
looks like. I'm everybody's spitting on Mike.
Yeah. I hate
real
it.
Mic,
I hate it.
Yeah, just
I hate it. And of course you're referring to a real life situation that I was in. Ryan, you know you're not allowed to press the buttons.
Too bad. Yeah. I broke it.
Shit. Instantly breaks.
Just explodes.
We should get a noise. One of the sounds should be a tripod snapping in half.
Yeah.
And then every time we reference you, you hit that button.
Me screaming and just
yeah. What, the rage.
What did you think of the last episode since you weren't here?
I have some notes.
You have notes. Okay, well, have you tell Steve about
yeah.
the notes.
I'll tell you my first one, though.
Okay.
My first impression was what?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that was mine, too. I was sitting right there.
Yeah.
And it was very...
How was being in the room for that?
It was funny. You gotta, I got to say. Yeah.
There were some incredibly funny parts.
He was very high.
Yeah. You can't let him get... You can't let him get that much.
Just, he was gone for just 5 minutes, came back, and...
That's
his
all
hands
it takes
on
sometimes.
His hips
yeah, that's how you
while
know.
While sitting.
That's
how, while sitting. Which you don't see.
No, that's a
you
power.
Don't see that.
That's
yeah,
a power
it's a
set.
Power, it's a power move.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was sitting and he got to a point where he was like rubbing himself and he just went like that. He was talking about Lady and the Tramp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Steve, you were sitting with your hands on your hips last week?
My hands on my
you
hips.
You were doing like a power sit?
Was I really?
Yeah.
Wow. I was just like, you know, I was very gone.
Can you call whoever that was back?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I was so gone. So I have no idea what – I have no conceivable idea what my body was doing during that episode.
This is another one of those organic transitions to another segment if you'd like.
Okay, but can we please come back to Two Horn Honk Summer Girls?
Yeah, I thought we were done. I thought that was done.
No, no. I just had to go do this thing.
Oh.
That's the moment where we take a drink together. Been a bit and I felt really good.
Okay, I have it's just a note and it's very well organized. I'll say that I did this on a plane.
Okay,
and keep in mind, this is my experience on the plane. It's streaming on Spotify, so I'm getting 20 30 second blasts of this whole podcast.
Oh, that's great.
It took me 5 hours to listen to this podcast. Episode XYZ. Couldn't be bothered to go to the other screen and figure out which number episode it was. I said...
Yeah, I don't know. 167 or some shit?
728.
Oh, dude, 167 episodes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Someone, my friend Morgan, who might be listening now, shout out Morgan, just said that he like just started listening.
Uh-huh.
And he started at one. And I was
like,
everyone's always like, what's the episode you should start on? You should just start at one.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a terrible experience.
I mean,
for
but
you.
One is like, how similar is one to like a newer episode?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because then you could see the progression.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and if I would only suggest that to someone who I had a feeling they would actually do it.
Yeah.
Because if I was talking to someone who's just a casual podcast listener and they're like, what's your podcast? I'll finally download it and I'll listen to it. What is there like a good episode? Like to that person, I'd be like, yeah, let me go to the list of what the funniest ones were that the listeners made.
You know what I would say
and
to
I would
that
suggest
person?
The top one.
You know what I would say to that person?
What?
We'll do the conversation. You're a casual podcast listener.
Okay.
So, hey man, what's going on?
Hey dude, really quick, you do.
You seem like a casual podcast listener.
You well, yeah, I am actually, and you do that dumb thing that you do with your other friend. That's like you're always posting shit about.
You see the clips on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I don't hit play on them or anything. I don't hear them, but yeah, I see it all the time. So where's your, what is it? So what, is there like an episode I should listen to?
You're
or?
Trying to check it out?
Yeah, I'll check it out.
It's
you're always
not
fucking
for you.
Posting about. Okay.
That's it. Exactly 200% what I would say to that person.
I would give them the benefit of the doubt and say, here's an episode. Because if it actually isn't for that person, yeah. I would like to audibly torture them.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. One of the loud ones.
Yes.
Here's my dream scenario.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm going to give
can
you
play
a line.
Dream sound?
You're me. You're going to be me. You're going to do your me impression.
Okay, but can I please get a dream sound?
Yeah, it works.
Okay, hang on.
Because it's all fucked up. You're me and I'm a stranger.
Yeah, okay.
So the dream sound works.
Okay, I think this is it. No, maybe it isn't.
Wayne's World characters doing the dream sequence sound for 5 minutes.
How about this? Is this it?
I'll tell you right now, the bit isn't worth it. Okay, that's nice. So your line, Steve, is, boy, have I got a podcast for you.
Okay, great.
Okay. Hey, man, what's up? It's good to meet you. I just want to say I work in, what's a really grueling, I work at a, I'm on the grounds crew.
Yeah.
I'm on the grounds crew for a university.
Oof.
And I gotta
wait. It's gotta be something more like a stadium, like
okay,
because that's constantly being worked on.
But that's kind of fun.
I guess that's
what's
true.
What's a grounds crew for like a retirement home?
There it is.
Okay, hey man, I work on the grounds crew for the retirement home, and they don't even have any really interesting things for me to work on. I fucking, I trim hedges, and then every time the old people walk by, you got to stop the machinery so it doesn't go in their eyes.
Yeah.
And that's just how I say that. And I've never met anyone else who says it like that before. And also, I got to clean the pool out, and these people are always shitting and fucking in the pool, these retirement communities. And I get stung by bees on a daily basis. Uh-huh. Every day I get stung by bees, sometimes in the winter. And I'm like, why are you out? You know? And
bees don't come out during the winter.
I wish that was true, yeah. Steve.
These are, I guess, something wrong with these bees.
I woke the cold bees and they're so upset. And I get stung on a daily basis. And I wish there was something that could help me get through my day. I wish there was something that can make my day a little bit better, I guess.
Have I got the podcast for you?
To be totally honest, I thought the dream music was going to be playing the whole time. I thought that was the dream.
No, I just wanted to go into the dream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then he dreams about listening to our podcast for the first
time. Right, right. No, he dreams about asking someone for a podcast suggestion. Holy.
That's what having the most boring job in the world gets you, is dreams like that.
I had a dream that I asked a 30-year-old male for a podcast suggestion, and I never wanted to die more in my life when
fuck.
I woke up.
Fuck. Imagine having a dream of somebody giving you a real good podcast suggestion in a dream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then you wake up and it's not a real podcast, but you got so excited. Like, it sounded your favorite thing.
It's all about, dude, it's the fucking, these guys that used to work for Jim Henson are talking about toys and movies.
You're never going to believe it. It's called Wondrous Corner, and you're going to fucking love it.
Dude, and Bob Odenkirk is on every episode. It's crazy. Eric Andre showed up in the first one.
And I hear that if you have a really popular podcast, they'll have you on as a guest.
Dude, they love people that use horns. They use squeakers.
Wondrous Corner.
Squeakers.
And then you wake up and you're like,
that can't wait to listen to squeakers.
Do you want to talk about the last episode of the podcast?
Yeah, let's go for it. Sorry. We went so off track.
Episode XYZ.
167.
I haven't read these since I wrote them on the plane.
Okay, great. This is perfect.
Starts with the most infuriating conversation of all time. About grabbing a guest at the last minute. Okay, so you
listen,
know that.
We were just stating the obvious. You can't ask someone like an hour before you're going to do something. Like, this is etiquette.
Especially when you don't have to do that. Because I told you 2 weeks before that.
No.
I was
yeah.
Going.
Well, not about you, but about anything. It's like, I can't ask It's on me, obviously, if I'm going to ask someone like the day before to come do something, if they could do it. It's just Alana was so available, you know, that it was like I didn't have to do that with Alana. And she's so great and I'll make it up to her and whatever. But like it's really one of those things where it's like people don't know this. This is etiquette that people should know.
Yes.
Which is like if you're going to ask someone for a favor, you have to at least do it. I don't know, man. Maybe 2 days in advance.
Which then I suppose brings me to my point.
Yeah. Which yours was like weeks, which is like Mamma Mia. That's a chef's kiss.
Why didn't you ask anybody else?
Like because early on? Because I totally fucking forgot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, I totally fucking forgot.
But like everyone is like, have Whitney or Malcolm on. Malcolm should be on the podcast.
Well, but see, that's the thing. Like, Whitney is like at Burning Man and like everyone's everyone's busy and shit. Yeah.
I got it. I just thought that it was funny that you had a whole conversation about like you cannot ask people the day of, and I'm sitting there on the plane with 30 second bursts of this podcast being like, oh, you didn't have to.
Yeah. No, I just fucked up. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, don't fuck up. Just ask someone a long time like Mike does.
What does this say? It says Wednesday, August 7th. Just so you guys know. Oh, I put the date. Wednesday, August 7th is when I was like, just so you guys know, I won't be there from this day to this day.
And I think it was like August 16th or something that I recorded it. Or maybe later than that. Yeah.
It was later than that.
Yeah.
And then it said, Alana proves you wrong about everyone in the world being terrible. And to counter that, you yell the sentence. Alana proves you wrong about everyone in the world being terrible. And to counter that, you yell the sentence fragment, it's an episode. Holy shit.
Wow. It was a really chaotic.
Yeah, that's a deflection.
Yeah, I think it.
So you guys are playing racquetball in here.
Yeah.
And then I have
playing racquetball.
These are just
all the sounds. The things being destroyed.
These are just the general observations, I suppose, because this had nothing to do with the episode. Old men still get really excited about saying not.
What?
Yeah, you know how everyone in the 90s was like, hey, dude, that shirt looks great. Not.
Oh, not. Yeah. Got it. Wow, not. Yeah. I haven't heard anyone do that in a long time.
I heard somebody do it on another podcast this morning, and he's 67
or
64.
Man. Oh, and he was doing it unironically.
Yeah.
Dude, let's bring it back ironically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really
Dude,
excited
really
about doing that.
Dude, I really loved that episode of the podcast you did with Alana. Nah!
No, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but I did not. Speaking of which, did Alana's thing come out? Her documentary?
Yes.
Dope.
Yes?
Yeah.
On Netflix or something? Fuck, I'm a bad boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is the end, Steve. If you spray paint your own vehicle camouflage, what is that? That's the next note I have.
Yeah. There. No, truly, what is that? Why?
Somebody this morning did that. I saw him stopped at the light. And I was like, you live in the city. And you spray painted your vehicle camouflage.
Dude, everyone's like...
That's going to stick out.
Yeah.
That's the opposite.
Yeah, that's not going to do what you want it to do. No. What he wanted to do was to be like, I fucking paint my car military shit because I'm that kind of guy.
Dude, that's like painting a racing stripe and flames on a tank.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Man, people's interests are so fucking weird, man. Truly. Just across the board.
That's all I had on that.
Like, if that guy saw my apartment, he'd be like, I want to fight you right now.
Yeah, he
because
might fight
I don't
you.
Understand any of this, and you're such a nerd. I just want to punch you.
Some people were born wanting to fight nerds.
Yeah, I know.
I would swing kids. Like if I saw a kid with a backpack with too much in it.
Yeah,
I'd swing it into the lockers.
Yeah,
for sure.
because like that anger. Like okay, so this is real. I think this is real. I don't know if this is like a. a well thought out observation, but I have a feeling that, because my thing is, you know, when I think about sports, I'm thinking about me as a bullied kid, mm-hmm. like in my bullied age before, let's say like even before I was bullied by anybody at that young age.
Which age are we talking about?
If I thought about sports, I would just be like, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. That's running, and I don't want to run. I want to play Mario Brothers. And so that's the way a nerd looks at that. I mean, at least a nerd like me, you know? That's how I saw it. That's how I felt about it as a kid. Mm-hmm. But if I was strong and my hormones were activated as early as they should have, mm-hmm. and all of those things, if I thought of something I didn't like, it would make me aggressive about it. Mm-hmm. It would make me go like, I don't fucking like doing that, and my fists are so tight and angry because my hormones are fucking firing so early, I just want to punch something about it. And I think it's just two different types of people reacting to something that they don't like and don't want.
Uh-huh.
And that's what creates a bully and a bullied, or like that's what creates that kind of like dynamic, because obviously these big angry hormonal guys that are just like a slave to their body doing that genetic fucking thing,
yeah.
which is giving them testosterone and fucking like, and it's all a weird feeling, and like you don't know what to do with all these emotions.
Gotta come all the time.
Yeah, you gotta come all the time because no one tells you how to actually like
no
like
one tells you to not come all the time.
No one tells you to not come all the time because they don't want to tell you that. They want you to come all the time. Hopefully everyone wants you to come all the time. I want everyone who's listening to this to come all the time.
You know what? Wherever you are right now.
Yeah. That's my feeling for you.
Drop down and get your
ego
on.
That's all I want for you. You know, it's just really one of those things where it's like, I understand why someone who is handling these changes to their body in a more physical and aggressive way than, say, like, you know, a late bloomer or someone that takes a while to kind of come into their body and their genetics and handle this fucking sack of meat with all the electrons and shit that are firing off for that type of person. So I totally understand, I think, where bullying comes from.
Yeah. I think it's an acceptance thing too.
Sure, but it's
like your people want so badly to not be by themselves in a clicky place.
Yeah.
So they just go with the whatever behavior the clique that they want to be a part of is doing.
Yeah, and that's all
never stops, especially if you move to Los Angeles.
But that's all from the place of like how you want to react to something, because if people are watching TV shows and they're learning that they have to be a certain way, if you're a kid mm-hmm. and you're watching a show about high school kids, which are all written by fucking adults,
hell yeah.
You know, you're a kid and you're watching this adult perspective of your life and you're thinking, that's what I need to do, and I need to fall into the stereotype of a bully because I'm this big, I'm bigger than the other kids and like I'm going through all this shit or whatever. You know, I think at that point it's like, we just don't talk enough about what to do with your feelings. You know, like when I was a kid, no one ever fucking told me what to do with my feelings. It was just like, I mean, you know, there was that vague, like talk to God thing and let God handle it or pray or whatever.
It's an option.
It's an option. But for me, it wasn't the option I needed. I needed to know an accurate, a more like constructive outlet of my emotions. Uh-huh. Like I needed to know that if I was angry about something, you know, I could come over here and here's another option for how to deal with anger than
jerking
just
off.
Like, yeah, you know, go jerk off. Exactly. Seriously. Like honestly, if you're so fucking angry about something, go jerk off.
Go jerk off on it.
And then once you're done, think about it again and realize that it's stupid or whatever. And it was stupid to be that angry, but anyway, whatever.
I love when I jerk off. And then at the end, I'm like, it was stupid to be that angry.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then the touching television commercial music came on, and then it faded to black. All right, you want to do some ads really quick?
Yes, please.
Let's fucking do some ads, bitch. Genuine
bitch.
Miller Genuine Ads. That's what we should call that bit.
Yeah.
Miller Genuine Ads.
That's a good sponsored spot. They would just sponsor the part of the show that the sponsors come on in.
Yeah.
You've been in the goddamn dirt all day.
You dirty man.
There's dirt under your fingernails from the dirt.
I ain't never seen so much goddamn dirt on a man. You're as dirty as you can be, and you deserve a Miller Genuine Draft.
You're as dirty as your father's fob.
When you go to the Miller Genuine Draft section of the grocery store, you gotta pass through the dirt meter. You ain't got enough dirt on you. You can't drink Miller Genuine Draft.
You gotta wash your hands with that cool, refreshing golden draft.
Pour the end of the Miller Genuine Draft into your hair.
Drink it into your stomach and cry it out.
Pour a Miller Genuine Draft right onto your belly button. All right, guys. These episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by Squarespace. Mike Falzone and I love Squarespace, and I hope you love us too, Squarespace.
Yeah. But, you know, they're still here.
Mike loves them so much that he has a website.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I love them as much as Mike does, but I don't need a website.
I love them enough to go to the website if I need to know where Mike is.
Yeah. I don't currently need a website, but at some point I might.
Yeah.
And if I do, I know that everyone close to me, there's a lot of people close to me that are like, I'm going to make a website for my photography or something. And it's like, cool, man. Use Squarespace. And I give them the code and I go, you use it.
Dude, because of all the social media stuff, and because of how fast the internet is, we're used to kind of knowing something as soon as we want to know it. So when you come up with that idea, and I'll thank you to cool out in the background, the house band. When you decide you want to like start a website for something, Squarespace is probably the quickest humanly possible way to get your idea onto the internet and like functional.
Yep. So and, as soon and as you professional. Get
that, yeah. It looks beautiful.
Because, you know, anybody can, you know, move some things around on a you know, on your background or paste a background picture on your Twitter
anyone can
banner
do it.
Or whatever. But, you know, you got to be more professional, darn it. So anyway, that's what we're talking about, Squarespace. We're talking about a place where you can go and create a beautiful website that will, you know, you can use to turn your cool idea into a website.
You can use a website to turn your idea into another website.
Yeah. You can use a Squarespace website to make more websites.
And then you're making passive income, baby.
Whatever. You know what Squarespace is. We love Squarespace. You love Squarespace. If you want to make a website, they're the place to go. That's all there is to it. They've got their 24/7 award-winning customer support. You never have to install anything. You can do it on your phone. You can sell stuff. You can, you know, advertise some kind of upcoming event or something. So many things you can do. It's a website. It's pretty self-explanatory. So, guys, head to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter.
You're going to love the way it makes your domain name look.
Our beer gonna punch you in the mouth. The first sip you take is going to fuck all your cavities.
Do you remember when our beer bullied you in high school? Drink the beer.
You're an alcoholic, but it's cool. Everyone is an alcoholic. Drink our beer.
You remember when you spray painted your wheelbarrow camouflage?
When you're out there kicking the mountain dirt and you're thirsty for some goddamn piss from God. Suck down a Miller Genuine Draft. Suck it out.
It's like rain over a polluted lake.
You ever wanted to just pick up a guitar and wail out a cool solo? Drink a Miller Genuine Draft. And if you're not near a guitar, you all you gotta do is think about one and it'll show up. Some guy in a cowboy hat will show up and bring you a guitar.
You ever want to replace the engine in your truck with a horse hog?
You ever wondered why the guy with the cowboy hat that brings you your guitar's hair is so wet?
It's a genuine draft.
Because he walked from the mountains to bring you a guitar.
This guy walked through a goddamn beer.
You better go to the doctor because you're sweating beer.
All right, let's do one more ad here. And then we'll do some. You want to open some shit?
You better go to the doctor because you're sweating beer.
They're concerned about people at that point.
Everything's cool and great with Miller Genuine Draft, and we love it. We have a great time. Everyone's having a great time. But let's get serious for a second. If you're sweating beer, you better go to the doctor.
Miller Genuine Doctor.
That doctor's gonna be so ripped. That's a fucking... And it's so hot in that doctor's office. Everyone's sweating.
Lift the doctor over your head till you're cured.
All right. I don't want to hear this one anymore because it's making me think too much about
Miller Genuine Draft.
Guys, stamps.com. Or I'm sorry, stamps. So yeah, stamps.com.
I forgot we weren't done with the sponsor.
No, we weren't.
Oh, man.
Oh, no one has time to go to the post office, really. You're busy. Who's got time for all that traffic, the parking, lugging all your mail and packages? It's a hassle. It sucks. That's why you need Stamps.com, one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses. Stamps.com eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. No need to go to the post office. That's like a dream.
Yeah. I happen to like the guy who works at the post office very much, but we're acquaintances, so I can cut ties tomorrow and feel nothing.
Guys, Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the post office, the U.S. Post Office, right to your computer, whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print out official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, guys, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it off in a mailbox. It's that simple. You could essentially, if your parents live far away, you could essentially send them packages with like candy and, you know, like whatever.
You could mail yourself to your parents.
You could mail yourself to your parents. I don't know if we want to endorse that.
You shouldn't, but it's an option.
But you could essentially like set up like a pretty cool, like, here's a box of cool stuff, mom and dad, I love you. And they could send you a box of stuff and say, we love you, son or daughter.
Yeah. When you go away to college, you know your parents are going to be sad.
Yeah.
Right? So why not send them a care package?
That's a nice thing.
You think you're
That's
better nice than them because you're learning English again for the first time?
We need to talk to the Stamps people because this could be a whole angle for Stamps.com that we would be happy to be the ambassadors of.
Yeah. Reverse care packages for your parents when they get sad when you leave.
Absolutely, baby.
Also, Byron. We should give Byron a trial.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. Byron.
Byron, get Byron. One free. Dude, I want to be a wrestler called Byron get one free.
Let me be Byron get one free and you're wrestling Fred and okay. We could do a whole thing.
That's great.
Okay, guys, with stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, you guys, saving you time and money. I feel like I've done that.
Dude, they'll save you a whole day. Save you time, Monday.
They're saving you time and money. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. So, guys, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. You just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in banter. That's Stamps.com. Enter banter. Thank you, Stamps.
Thank you, Stamps. Can I say two things?
Yeah.
I think I have two really fun conversation starters that we could do in transition to the opening mail.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I think you'll appreciate this more than absolutely anyone. It's a little impression I've been working on.
Okay.
Called the Muppet Dance.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is there something that, like a... never mind. I was looking for maybe like a long, thin pole for...
Oh, to to do your hands?
No, that's no good.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Put on that song. This is going to be a visual thing. The song you just had on.
Oh, okay.
If you have it.
Yeah, yeah, it's right here.
This is how I remember... Give me the beat part of it. This is how I remember the Muppets dancing. And this is the only dance that the Muppets do.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's all like it's in the neck. Oh, like this, like this.
Yeah.
All right, that's the Muppet dance.
And also then, the ones with the hands out and they wiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
They look like cute mummies.
Cute mummies.
Also, I would like to hear... Everyone in this room, I'd like to hear your opinion on this. Also, I want to hear the opinions from the audience. And then we'll give them a fun activity to do for next week.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, dynamicbanter@gmail.com is our email address if you want to respond to what Mike is talking about and all that shit and send us history notes.
So we'll just do that real quick. Steve smoking sausage. So next week... We'll do this thing where if you want, I'll roast the fuck out of your ass.
This is going to be so fun.
You'll get the fuck roasted out of your ass on Dynamic Banter. But you have to make it a win-win for everyone, send yourself a Lee video clip or what's the easiest way to get them? I guess tweet at Dynamic Banter.
Yeah.
A Lee video clip of you roasting me. So you get to go first and then I'll roast you back. And then we'll do that once. And then if you send it after the due date, you can go fuck yourself. Because then you're just hurting my feelings.
Don't hurt Mike's feelings, you shithead.
Don't hurt my feelings. Also,
don't hurt my friend's feelings.
No, I'm not going to give you any. So that'll be fun if you want to do that. Also, so here's the thing I want everybody's opinion on. What do you think about dudes... no, what's the best way to put this? What do you think about trimming your pube hair with your facial hair trimmer? Do you think that's gross or do you think that is a normal thing?
I don't think that's gross. I think it's normal.
I also don't think it's gross, but I think that we're in the minority. I should have asked you first. What do you think? What do you think? Don't be weird. You think it's gross?
Yeah, if you're not sharing it,
that's the thing.
Then sharing it is gross. That's never yeah. Never
yeah, I
do
mean,
that.
Keep it to yourself for sure. But I'm always
because it's like, your it's stuff.
The same people who say like dudes' beards are gross because there's shit particles in them. Yes, there
Whoa,
are.
Who says that?
There's magazine articles about like there's shit Whoa. Particles in your beard, which Hell is 100% yeah, true if you don't wash your beard.
Right,
so
right.
I'm like, if you think maybe, it's disgusting to put your ball hair, whatever, after your face,
yeah.
Are you not trimming your balls after you get out of a shower or
right,
something
right.
like that? Why is your ball hair so disgusting?
I want to get even more basic from this concept.
Please.
Why is it gross when you just see a hair on something?
I think that's more of a personal thing, but I know that.
Because it's
again,
the same
because
thing.
Because you don't know if it's yours.
Right. Sure. But like.
That's gross.
Like Jerry Seinfeld has that. He has a yeah. bit about it.
The hair won't go down the drain.
Well, he's like, it's already on your hair. It's already on your head. It's yeah. not gross on your head.
Yeah.
But the second it comes off, it's fucking disgusting yeah. for some reason.
Yeah. Like, other people's hair is tough to deal with. But if it's, I don't know.
I get that. Other people's hair, I understand when it comes down to like when it's in your food.
Yeah.
Like that's. That's fucked up.
That's somebody's protein.
But if you're like sitting at a table and there's just like a hair there, it's like, okay, cool, man. That looks like one of something that was on my body.
Do you feel a similar way about fingernails? What if you just saw a rogue fingernail? Because they're really
yeah,
not that
much
different.
Yeah, fingernails are pretty gross.
Yeah.
Because like you just get everything caught under there, no matter how clean your fucking hands are.
Dirt. Oh, a little controversial.
They didn't think cum was controversial, but they thought dirt was. It's a very quiet and judgy audience.
Cum, dirt. Dude, I would love to have 30 people in here watching us do this.
I know, man.
That'd
I know.
Be so fun.
I know. It would be great.
Are there any podcasts? Oh, never
that
mind.
Are live?
Stupid.
That,
yeah, there are. Kill Tony.
Oh, right. Yeah. But I mean, there's not a lot of podcasts where everyone, Mike,
stupid.
You're not stupid. No. You know. All right, let's open some shit, and we'll call it History Road. We'll just call it that.
So not gross. Your own ball trimmer on your own. It's not gross.
Yeah, no, and it's kind of like that. You know, some people don't pee in the shower.
Uh-huh.
That's another kind of thing where it's like
I've gone back and forth.
It's something you make. It's like it's my body make. If my body makes it, I'm not really that grossed out by it. Like some shit is gross for sure.
Yeah.
But
would
it's
you
like,
hold? Would you poop in your hand and hold it?
Definitely not. I wouldn't do that. But I would if I would to save my life.
I've done that.
You've held your
as
own
like
poop?
A young curious boy.
Oh yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
What is that? It looks so much fun in the toilet.
I
and
did
then
the,
it's off limits.
I did the poke.
You poked.
I've poked it. I poked
finger?
My poop. Yeah.
Bare finger
yeah,
poke.
Yeah. You had to know, right?
Yeah. The density.
I might have even stuck like a stick
fork
or something. Or... Yeah, fork.
Stick a fork in
and
it.
And I might have.
It's shit.
I might have stuck a fork in it and then slowly pulled it out of the bowl and put it on a plate.
And put that in the microwave.
Put it on Dad's grill.
Set it to beverage and walked away.
Miller genuine dress like grilling a turd.
Set it to beverage.
All right, let's
put your shit in the microwave on popcorn.
Yeah, every puppet because they got the hands on this.
Can't fucking possibly. Stick. There's not a lot of this going on.
No,
not a lot of
you
white
can.
People point dancing.
You can because you can. Fuck! I'm spitting meat everywhere. I'm
no,
sorry.
just don't die. Go get off. Get out of here.
Sorry,
how's man. It getting bigger?
Well, I don't know where the fuck to put this. Right.
You're give it track. To Ryan. Just give it to Ryan.
Ryan, take this meat I spit out from my hands. All right.
Take this spit out meat.
All right, we got a bunch of shit in the P.O. box.
That looks like a bad camping pillow.
If you want to send us some stuff, you can send it to the Valley Folk, care of... Dynamic Banter or opposite. I don't know how that works. Dynamic Banter, care of Valley Folk?
It's like Valley Folk attention, Dynamic Banter. Or
something like
it
that.
Doesn't
whatever.
Matter. It's kinda
as long
cool.
as you put Dynamic Banter up there because it's the Valley Folk P.O. box, we're all good to go. Anyway, it's 15.
Just write, don't open this, Joe, on it.
Right. Oh, yeah, because we'll talk about it in a sec. 15445 Ventura Boulevard. Suite 978 Sherman Oaks, California, United States, 91403. All right. Yeah, someone sent us a giant cardboard cutout of Tom Hanks, and so he lives in the...
I thought that was Jimmy Dugan.
He lives in the podcast room now. All right. This is a little weird.
Uh-oh. It looks like some gauze. Looks like some well-protected gauze. Somebody sent us their teeth.
It has like a... Oh, here we go. It
says do not open right here.
Yeah, this is definitely someone's teeth. I don't know what taking that tape off did. Oh, what the fuck? This is like a bag. Like, you can just...
It's like an airbag.
It's a little airbag. This is cute. I want to keep that.
It's a very well-protected situation.
All right. This looks like it's from China.
Okay. You know we have a strong presence in China.
Oh, this is great.
Is that an ocarina?
It's a tiny ocarina.
Tiny ocarina?
Da-da-da-da-da, tiny macarena.
What could they possibly be saying in that song? Do the macarena, do the macarena.
Yeah, over and over again.
This is the macarena, go ahead and do it.
Dude, this morning I heard the MC Hammer song, Can't Touch This. When was the last time you listened to that song?
Oh, I can't even remember.
Dude, those lyrics are fucking bonkers.
Really?
It's just like, stop hammer time. What does that even fucking mean?
Stop.
In the middle of
hammer time.
Was it not hammer time before Hammer announced hammer time?
A lot of carpenters would listen to that.
The song is just about how he's great and he travels all over the world.
travel all over the world. Traveling all over the world in these pants.
He really, it's just like, and then he says stop hammer time like three times. And it's like, what was before Hammer? Was there something before Hammer time?
Yeah, regular time.
But the thing is
post-meridian.
There's no difference between post hammer time and pre-hammer time. There's no difference.
Like, you don't know if it's afternoon hammer time?
You might as well say all time is hammer time.
Okay, can I, a couple of the lyrics here?
Yeah, get in there.
My music makes me so hard is the first line of the song.
My music makes me so hard. Makes
That's
me
it,
say,
stop.
Oh my lord.
Hard stop. My
It makes me say, oh my lord.
My music makes me so hard, I have to say, oh my lord.
Oh my lord.
Would you look at that dick?
He presses play on an MC Hammer song, and then he goes,
sitting on the speaker.
Oh my lord.
I am so hard right now.
I've never been so hard.
Thank you for blessing me with a mind to rhyme and two hype feet.
Oh, so he's so hard and he's thanking God that he was given his feet and music abilities.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And now it's nighttime. That's good when you know you're down a super dope homeboy. From the Oak Town.
Is that Oakland?
Probably.
Yeah, man. It's such a bizarre song.
And
none of it
known
makes
as
sense.
Such. He's known as such, a super dope boy from the Oak Town. And this is a bad beat that you can't touch.
Yeah. I the only part of the song that's like good and works is the can't touch this part. Because that's great.
Not to be confused with the beats that you can touch.
Right.
So many people talked about you can't, how you can touch this. What is this? This says Thunder Turd.
Tube. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have one of these.
Wild and zany sound effects device.
Yeah, this is great. I got one of these.
This is from whom? This is from Carlos M.
Mencia?
Of Bellevue, Walla, 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 Walla. Who's that, fucking Peter Frampton? Is that Peter Frampton trapped in a tube? Oh, there it is.
Too much water, my man. Too much thunder, my man.
Let me see this thing. Let me see this. Oh, dude, you gotta do it with this.
Oh, with the little mallet, yeah. Little Mallet was. He did a song with MC Hammer, didn't he?
Lee Storm.
Wait, give me this. Give me this.
Do you feel like we do? Do you feel? imagine doing like a meditation, like a guided meditation for that.
Okay, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the, hang on, I think I have music that's perfect for this. Fuck you, you Miller Genuine. Hello, and welcome to today's meditation. I see everyone brought their yoga mats. Thank you very much. Everyone looks comfortable and ready. All right, everybody, let's start with some breathing techniques. How about some breathing techniques? Everyone, sit down on the ground, cross-legged. And let's breathe in through our noses. And slowly out through our mouths. In through our noses. Slowly out through your mouth. Okay. No. Now close your eyes for a moment, and we're going to try to reach absolute tranquility.
Goddamn nightmare. He paid $50 for that class. That's a nightmare.
This box is a little heavy.
You need something to open it with. The caveman. The caveman gets an Amazon package.
Imagine not knowing.
The shittiest Geico commercial. This one's from Connor from Glendale, Arizona, birthplace of Miller Genuine High Life Draft.
Mike, why don't you do some plugs?
Oh, man. I'm going to Chicago in the middle of this month to do a show with Olin Rogers.
And oh, yeah. That's a very exciting.
First weekend of October, I think the 4th and 5th, I'm at the Corner Comedy Club and the Corner Comedy Club East in Toronto, Canada. And those tickets have been on sale for a little bit. And there's tickets sold to every show. Would love to have you there. Might be filming a nice... fun thing. I was gonna say filming a special thing, but that don't work exactly the way I want it to.
Did you?
But it's gonna be fun.
Did you like when we were saying like you were playing at the Comedy Cupboard and stuff like that?
Oh no, I thought that was very disrespectful.
Because the Comedy Cupboard is my favorite place.
The Comedy Cupboard is actually very notoriously difficult to get into.
Old Mother Clubbard.
The Giggle Fuck is notoriously the booker for the Giggle Fucker. Chuckle Fuckers.
Hey, Mike and Steve. My name is Connor, and I just wanted to send you guys a couple of Lee gifts. One will definitely make you guys say, ooh, yeah. It doesn't work that well, but it was too perfect not to send. And one will almost surely make you say, what? Why? And is this a mistake?
Hey, Connor, can we react with our own reactions?
Can you let us? So let me help you out with the last one. One time on Dynamic Banter, you guys were curious about the origin of She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain and found out it came from an old songbook called The American Song Bag.
I remember that.
Why bag? Did they originally keep all the folk songs in a bag until someone realized books were invented? Dummies.
Dude, books weren't invented until 1986.
One time after that, I was walking around an antique store and saw this weird bag book and said, hey, that's that thing. Whoa, he gave us the... Oh my God. Okay, that's great.
Song bag?
And now you have that thing. Congratulations. Anyways, keep bringing the funny. No, wait. That's the other thing. Keep on bantering and almost causing car crashes. Connor.
I like him.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, Connor.
Dude, this is wonderful.
Dude, there's a book called A Bag.
The American Song Bag.
Starring Thomas Jefferson Washington.
Why don't you come on over to our bag store? Get all your favorite bags, Moby Dick.
What if I open this and light came?
Julius out? Caesar, we got the King James bag. The King James Bible. We've got hard bag, soft
dude,
bag.
Please. Please. Dude.
What? Let me see that.
Just by virtue of what this is, how many probably racist things are
oh,
in
so
here?
Many.
And this is the first page I opened. Just read the title of the song.
The the Brown Girl or Fair Eleanor. Okay, here, let me see this.
Fair Eleanor Rigby.
Sweepy ding, sweepy ding, sweepy ding, sweepy ding. Racist bag.
All the lonely races.
Nancy Hanks in her old Kentucky home sang ballads the Western pioneers brought through Cumberland Gap from the uplands and mountains farther east.
Delman's from uplands.
The story of the brown girl stabbing Fair Eleanor.
What the fuck?
Then having her head cut off by Lord Thomas, who killed himself and was buried with the two women, sounds almost like a grand opera plot.
Worst threesome ever.
Grim and terrible though this ballad story is, the tune is even comforting. A little like riding a slow galloping horse. Everyone reading this bag knows what we're talking about.
Dude, there should definitely be a segment where you read one of these.
An episode? Okay. Yeah, let's do it. It is still used in many a southern mountain home for rocking the children to sleep. Jesus Christ.
And then she cut off his head. Are you still awake?
And then they buried the head and the bodies of the girl with the guy that killed himself.
She could never get away.
What a fucking terrifying song. Little Abe Lincoln, as a child,
the SoundCloud rapper,
probably heard the brown girl, according to persons familiar with Kentucky backgrounds. This version is from the Reed Smith Ballad Group, published by the University of South Carolina. It was heard by Tressie Pierce in Alexander County. Tressie?
It sounds like a horse.
Tressie! You're going down, bring on down on them brown and red and hay! In North Carolina.
Tell me, heard me now.
Time out. Two shakes. The 13th verse is.
Too many verses.
There's so many verses. The 13th verse. Well, that's all they had back then, Mike.
13th verse. Same as the 7th.
Dude, there's no movies back when songs like these were written.
That's true.
This was
there
movies.
Were only songs.
You wanted, like, when you heard 13 verses, you were like, that's it?
Aw.
Come on.
What are we going to do the rest of Saturday?
I took the whole night off from picking hay.
From the hay tree.
My wife gets mad. I don't bring home enough hay.
My wife loves hay.
How are you going to live without hay? The 13th verse is an interlopation from another text to explain the killing of Lord Thomas by himself.
Done unto himself.
Before he is buried with the two ladies who so suddenly met violent deaths, where the singer is so inclined, the last lines of each verse are repeated.
You shouldn't be allowed to be buried with the people that you kill.
The brown girl, she has houses and lands. Fair Eleanor, she has none. The best advice I can give you, my son, is to bring the brown girl home. This is fucked up.
It's basically the first gold digger.
Yeah, it's talking about being stabbed over here.
It's like the brown girl has it all. That's like you should marry a doctor type thing.
Wow, this is a fucked up song. You sing this to your kids, you little bastards?
How else are you going to get them to sleep, Steve?
Go dig my grave under yonder green tree. Go dig it wide and long. And bury Fair Eleanor in my arms and the brown girl at my feet.
Oh, God. All because the brown girl had it all. Fuck these people.
Wow, so this is where Yankee Doodle comes from. That's crazy. This is great.
Yeah.
Let's keep this in good condition if we can. Let's keep it away from Joe's filthy children.
What? Dude. Which is this song?
Oh, shit. Mike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is great.
Go ahead, buddy. Do the honors.
It looks like other mouths have been out. It works.
Yeah, it does barely work.
dude, I love the part where it's like, yo, you could do anything with this. I could say, did you smell what the rock is? It always starts as like, dude, the world is your oyster with this thing.
Hang on a second, Ryan. Thanks, buddy. Here you go, Mike. You open this one.
This has a very interesting logo.
Is it like a bootleg, maybe?
No, it's like half of the, it's like the 90s logo. But before they were like sharp dressed man, fucking super clean. It was still the scratchy logo, but they took the E out. So it's from a very specific time period.
Yeah, what was WW? Just World Wrestling?
WWE, but they didn't know, they couldn't make, there's no cool way to incorporate an E into a logo.
Not yet. Not until they discovered Photoshop.
Not in 2013
there
wasn't.
In that cave when they went looking for Photoshop.
Dude, what's that one movie about Nicolas Cage goes to
Nicolas Cave?
Dude, remember that movie with Robin Williams and they're all in the woods and and they discover Photoshop?
Wow.
Remember, it was like the first three or four dinosaurs on the planet and they got separated from their families and they discovered Photoshop.
Dude, that's such a... that makes my brain hurt. You're like, and the thing is like, you're not even like really joking. That's a movie you think you saw.
Dude, David Bowie was in the maze and then they took a turn and there was Photoshop.
What is this?
Lee drums, dude. Somebody sent us Lee drum set.
No way.
It's a desktop drum set.
Note. Is there a note?
Just read everything in here.
Yeah, there's note. There's note.
This one says Westminster desktop drum set, random color.
Well, I'm upset about the random color.
We're in for a goddamn surprise.
Mike and Steve, please enjoy this very tiny drum set and a rain stick that can be enjoyed for... Is there a rain stick in there? that can be... which may be sent separately. Okay. It'll be enjoyed more than 2 seconds. Love you all. Ray Gillis. Ray Gillis. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Do Ray.
Dude, that's
the... Here, give me that song book.
That's the Ray.
Give me that bag. Did you put a little pen in here? A pen?
A pen?
Did you put this in there?
Put a pen in it. No, that was...
No way, really?
Oh, maybe somebody's trying to send us a message.
Hopefully no. Yeah, he might have... He might have marked where Yankee Doodle is.
Oh, dude, I would love to hear the bag's origin story.
Oh, no, she'll be coming around the mountain. That's it. Oh, and he put like little notes in here, too. But he didn't ruin the book. They're on little posties.
Postie Malone? Uh-oh. Dude. This is adorable.
Wow, she'll be coming around the mountain... An old-time Negro spiritual.
Dude, 2 for 2.
When the Chariot Comes, B, was made by the Mountaineers into She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain, and the song spread to railroad work gangs in the Midwest in the 1890s. God, our history sucks.
Why were all songs about slavery? Imagine how popular slavery was. All the songs are about it.
Oh, who will drive the chariot when she comes? Oh, who will drive the chariot when she comes? Oh, who will drive the chariot? Oh, who will drive the chariot? Oh, who will drive the chariot when she comes? King Jesus, he'll be driver when she comes. She'll be loaded with bright angels. She'll be loaded with bright angels. She will neither rock nor totter. She will run so level and steady, she will take us to the portals.
She will drag us to her dimension.
Yeah. To her portals. What the fuck? This is great. This is such a great gift.
It's good sci-fi.
This is a really great gift. Thank you so much. I can't wait to go through this bag.
I can't wait to not say any of this stuff in public.
All right. Well, guys... Thank you. Mike is setting up this little drum set still.
There's no way this is going to happen this week, I don't think.
Let me see this shit, Mike. Here, give this to me.
I'll set up the cymbal.
Give me all the pieces here.
This is a mallet. These are mallets.
right, Mike. Do it. Go ahead and give us a little outro, huh?
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was the amount of joy I have in my heart after my 1 week absence from the show is immeasurable. This show fulfills a desire that is present in every human spirit, that is present now.
You're going to need to give me the goddamn box. There's got to be instructions. Is there instructions?
Yeah.
Oh, thank Christ.
Take your instructions.
There it is. All right, go
for
it.
But they're made in such a way where I don't know if they would make anything easier.
Each small tom-tom has a clip on its side.
And that's something that you could look forward to. Like, no. This doesn't go like this. Okay, thank you so much for joining us today, tomorrow, and always.
Thank you for joining us tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us tomorrow, and stay tuned tomorrow Eve for the conclusion of that show. me and Steve might try to make it out to Chicago, and that'll be a fun time.
That
might be in October, and we'll let you know if that's happening for sure. This desktop drum set is literally no closer to being set up than it was a second ago. And even when it is set up, there's no guarantee it'll be any good. So this might be one of those situations where there's a lot of lead buildup.
Yeah, this is so complex. This is very complex.
To maybe not a great finale.
Okay, no, this is going good. This is going good right here.
Is that?
Yeah.
That's how that goes?
Yeah. Okay, so there's that.
We need a roadie.
And then... Yeah, we do need a roadie.
We need a Lee okay. roadie.
Oh! Oh, shit. Dude, I don't know, man.
How about this?
I don't know, man. This is not entertaining.
No, not at all. This might be the...
Give it a shot, Mike. That might be entertaining.
I could do that for a couple more times.
Okay,
if you'd
so
like.
this feels right. Okay, so this is right. And then
dude.
And then it's like this.
Yeah, those go on somewhere. And then this.
Literally just it's literally this, yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
Small really this. And then we got two drums that kind of sound the same. We got one that's really no different in the middle here.
Hang on, I'm almost done.
This would be it. We should upload this separately as a how-to video. Like the worst tutorial.
How to assemble this awful set.
This is really the worst.
This is the worst end to an episode ever.
What was worse? This or... being sent 7 packages filled with those things that go,
you know, is there another piece we're missing here?
I think this is it. And then you turn that over and then it goes like this, goes like a D.
There you go.
Dude, there is some guy in an office building.
All right. The drums have been assembled.
Dude, there's an accountant that has this on his desk.
No, he's,
you got to go by Jeff's desk. He has this little drum set.
It's kind of fun.
I think this is great.
Yeah.
I take back everything bad I said about
it. Yeah, it's very... Oh, my God. So the other day, I was walking down the street, and boy, are my arms tired.
Dented it up. Nice.
Boy, do I love making... All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. We're sorry this episode ended on a terrible note.
I don't know.
No, I'm not,
man.
Sorry.
I'm fulfilled.
It.
I'm completely fulfilled. It's good to be back.
You got an hour and 23-minute episode.
Yeah, so just stop it at an hour. It should be fine.
Right, and then everything will be fine. It'll be a great episode. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on Dynamic Banter. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.